Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building. Great.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Come on in, but remember, no penis talk.
What makes a Nazi?
Hi, Rob.
How does he get that way?
Looks like baby vomit.
Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Nice. Let me just feel it once.
Hi, Regis.
Let me just feel it once.
How are you?
Gay sex. Whoa.
I like rape.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now. Leave Britney alone.
Leave her alone.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
We were on our vacation. I watched on ABC. I'm trying to get the networks ready. Lined up here. ABC has 2020.
Right.
NBC has the Predator show.
Dateline.
ABC did the behind the scenes to catch a predator.
So ABC did a behind-the-scenes profile on an NBC show?
Right. They did, and they did it in this regard. I was watching on vacation, watching out of one eye, talking to people at the same time, but what they did was they showed behind-the-scenes footage of how it's like... It's
were you watching out of the good one or the bad one?
My eye out of the bad eye.
The bad eye, okay.
The itchy eye.
Just want to get...
My eye!
My eye. Leave my eye alone.
And I guess what it was that they caught Chris Hansen a couple of times where he's helping to get these pervs to show up. Where, gosh, it was like they said to him, did you ever invite the guy? Did you give the guy our phone number? And Chris Hansen says, no, I didn't. Then they cut to videotape that was never shown on NBC where it has Chris Hansen saying, well, this is the phone number, 555. 2746.
In what context is he giving the phone number? Yeah. Is he like the juvenile justice or whatever that perverted justice, yeah. Right?
They're trying to get the pervs to show up, and because they're not taking the bait enough, Chris Hansen is going beyond. I mean,
when is he talking to him? Is my question. He's
talking to them when they're on the telephone. He is luring them there. God damn, I'm stupid for having brought this up because I'm making it sound like ABC had nothing to report, and what they had to report was that there is behind-the-scenes stuff going on.
You're saying entrapment, a little entrapment here where they're going. Although these guys are, you know, when you say entrapment, they're still showing up for the basic reason they're showing up.
I would hope the most detestable-looking person on that Predator show, and don't get me wrong, I love what they do, but the big fat guy that talks into the mouthpiece all the time and says, he's coming up on camera, too. Did they have anything on that guy?
I don't know. If anybody out there has the answer,
because my question would be,
give us a call.
So he's talking to some of these pervs that are about Chris Hansen's getting on the line? Because how would a guy get on the line?
It was a behind-the-scenes where they showed the grainy footage of the Predator show being made, and it was along the lines of, this is what NBC doesn't want you to see, how Chris Hansen is breaking the law to catch these bad guys. Is that the gist of it?
If they're doing that, I think that's, you know, I hate the idea of entrapment. I really do.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
But I also say to ABC, there's so many things out there that you could be doing that might serve the public good a little bit better.
I thought the big angle for the ABC sting was going to be that guy that shot himself. And that his sister is suing NBC.
Right. Thank you.
He was a lawyer, right? The guy that shot himself was a lawyer?
I think he was a judge.
Involved in the judicial system, right?
That's it. And they had background tape of Chris Hansen somehow enticing the guy to get there.
Really?
I'm talking out of my ass.
The best part, the one part
I'm sure somebody saw it, I'm sure.
Was Chris Hansen in a dress using a really high voice.
Get out of here.
Giving his phone number out.
That's not right.
Hello!
That's the show.
Hi
there.
How are you?
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey, I got a question. Why is the Don and Mike show the Don and Mike show, not the Mike and Don show?
Because I'm a big ass, and I demand that my name go first.
You you are doing the game. How many years has this been going on
conquer
for?
Conquer and divide.
Forever.
But it's time
divide to and conquer.
Yeah, it's because I'm an egotist, and I demand my name go first.
And the fact is, during our gay love relationship, which we've talked about for a number of years, I'm also the submissive in that relationship.
Mike's the bottom. And, Mike is the bottom.
I have to be honest about certain things. There are certain things that a man really likes and certain things a man doesn't like. But the old divide and conquer, sir, that's old news. You can't. That doesn't work with us anymore.
All right.
Yeah. So,
And Rob Spiewak writes, "Where is my name?"
Exactly.
What about Rob Spiewak?
Yeah. What about those pictures I was supposed to
and what about Buzz?
Yeah.
And Buzz, too.
Hi.
All right.
And them, too.
Right?
And.
Okay, well said. Thank you for the call.
I guess his little plan didn't pan out the way he expected.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio God.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys knew. Well, welcome back, first of all.
Thanks.
But, NBC was being sued by a former producer of that show because she alleged that there was a lot of coercion, a lot of things going on behind the scenes of that show that were a little hanky.
You know, that's what I'm telling you, where I saw the grainy videotape of Chris Hansen. First he says, "I didn't make the call," then they show him making phone calls.
And I understand that, that's wrong if they did that. However, one does have to look at that series that they had, right. And you do have grown men that are going to these houses knowing they're going to meet a 13-year-old girl or boy, and I really have to think that yes, it probably was not the right thing to do. They probably could have had a little less effort, put forward, and it would have taken them a longer period of time. But at the end of the day, these are still the guys that are showing up with six packs of beer and condoms to meet, to meet children.
Hello, Mike and Don show. Hello. Hello, you've Rob come. A. Spiewak show.
Hold on. I just felt like doing that. I don't know why. I don't know what it meant. I just felt like saying it, Hey, now stop.
Slow down.
Slow down.
What's happening?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, it would be you.
Here she is.
Oh, okay. I couldn't
Miss South Carolina, Miss Teen South Carolina.
U.S. Americans.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I watched the show, and what the deal is that the police are supposed to do the arresting and are supposed to be orchestrating everything, and this one police chief that was from the town where the district attorney
shot himself.
Right,
right.
Okay, he was, standing around, well, I don't know what to do, and Chris was like, well, here, why don't you call the guy, and he goes, well, I don't have his number, and Hansen goes, well, we've got his number.
You know what, honey? Bingo. Bingo. Thank you very much, sweetie. That's
the policeman's job.
Well, wait a minute. Now, I have to stop you, ma'am. If it was in the context of that police chief and it was the guy that had shot himself, was this after the guy was barricaded inside the house that Chris Hansen saying, then that's not entrapment then.
Right.
I mean, if Chris Hansen is outside helping the police chief to talk to the guy.
He called before as well.
Okay.
And also, you have to keep in mind, I'm sorry, ma'am, you go.
Okay, they have the film that shows this taking place. Well, the police chief tells them, no, I didn't, I was in control of the whole thing. Because they're prosecuting him also, or investigating him.
So the family is obviously up in arms about this guy killing himself.
Yeah.
And they're prosecuting the police department as well as NBC for this.
And perhaps, I'm guessing the part of the ABC expose is that when they showed it on NBC, the way it was edited, and of course you can make it look like anything.
That's it.
Is that the police showed up to the guy, knocked on his door, there was nothing, there was a gunshot, and that was it.
Well, that I'm almost glad they're getting busted.
They're changing
for that.
The story,
That's what I'm saying.
And don't you think? I mean, really, if that's
story,
the kind of crap, because that really is not the right thing to do.
They're changing it, yes?
Yes.
Agreed. Yes.
I want that risotto.
Wellington.
Tastes like baby vomit, yes?
Wellington's nicely done, yes?
My genitals are not on fire, yes?
No, I didn't burn them.
Hello,
just
Don.
Oversized, yes?
Don and Mike, hello.
I
was just calling to say that the only thing NBC did wrong was they gave that guy the number to call the guy who had barricaded himself in the house. They didn't call any of the predators or anything. The guy was already caught.
Okay, can I ask you a question then? Because I really want to kind of understand what's going on here. So NBC gave the police the number of the person in the house that eventually killed himself for the purposes of what? Trying to talk him out of the house? What was the reason that the NBC exactly. producers or Chris Hansen gave the police the number? Why did they do that?
Exactly. They gave him the number.
No, why? Please answer. Why did they? We don't know.
They gave the police the number, so the police hostage negotiators who were already on scene, as well as all the cameras were on scene, and they were going to call the guy, and it's called a surrounding call. When the police show up at your house, and they say they have a warrant for you, and they tell you to come out. That's what they had done with this guy, because the guy had
a gun. All right, let me stop you for a second.
So this is a very long-term deal where the guy was barricaded in his house.
Let me stop you for a second, because I only flipped on this for a moment, and I'm only really half following all of this conversation.
Hey.
And being as everybody's heard this now, did ABC screw up? Did they catch NBC at something, or are they just trying to make hay?
I think they're just making a big deal out of nothing. Sure, NBC or whatever Chris Hansen station he's on, sure, they gave this cop the number to call this guy, but it's no big deal. The police officer could have figured it out himself. It's just they didn't. They just happened to get it from Chris Hansen, and then Chris Hansen didn't tell the truth when he asked if he was given any number. He probably didn't remember. It was such a small issue.
All right.
But it should have been enough.
I'm getting an ice cream headache.
So
now.
There was no enticement, is what there was no entrapment in this.
That's why I brought it up. I really wasn't sure what I saw.
But obviously, the controversy surrounding the one particular predator, and this is a guy that went to the house and tried to, find an underage person. I mean, this is exactly what happened. But the controversy surrounds the fact that this guy did kill himself, and perhaps the way they portrayed it on Dateline was not as accurate as, as if they left some of the stuff out.
It sounds at worst like it might be an ethical challenge, and even at that, it's a slippery slope.
Well, you want to talk about an ethical Whoa. Challenge. An ethical challenge would be ABC. Taking on another investigative unit for...
Particularly the one that does such good.
Yeah, because, I really do think they do good.
And I thought about it, which is the one that was... Which channel was it? Was it NBC that was blowing up the cars? Wasn't there a news show, like a Dateline show...
Years ago,
about exploding cars or something like that?
And they got caught doing something.
It was Dateline NBC, was it not?
Sounds right. They got caught faking it, right?
Yeah, they actually staged some of these car wrecks. Some of the car problems that they had. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't, again, like everything.
Oh, wow. Is it a bridal suite?
I don't know. Mike, when you watch so much stuff on TV.
You do watch a lot more stuff on TV than
like
I do.
Like goes in one ear, out the other. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I was watching the guy riveted over my vacation to the guy that was killing bees. The killer bee catcher.
Bees.
It was the greatest show that I've ever seen.
Was the bees a killer or was he a killer?
It was killer bees, and he was a bee wrangler, and he went and he got the honey from the killer bees, and the killer bees, they're tearing my flesh off. He pulls like this whole barn wall down, and there are 5 million honeycombs there, and I went and had a bowl of honeycomb cereal.
We had Charlie call a house. Remember the house that had the wall full of bees?
Yes, a wall full of bees. Mm-hmm.
And now this year, everyone's saying that there are no bees. There's
a
bee shortage.
We saw a bee outside.
Yes, we did.
Guys, I'm sorry. We have two more segments of the Trainable in the period to get to.
Well, this is a fascinating segment here.
So let's just quickly shift gears.
Uh-huh. All right.
Sorry I brought the whole Dateline thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Here now is more about how to teach a retarded girl about her period.
Very good.
And bees.
From the 50s.
And some killer bees at the end.
See, I'm all ready.
That's just great. I'm really proud of you. You wear it for a while for practice and for tennis.
Let's go tell Mom and Dad what I did. Mom, I put on a pad.
You put on a pad?
She did it all by herself.
I did it by myself.
Hey, that's great, Jill. You'll be ready for your period when it starts.
Thanks, Dad.
That's right, Jill. Your begins to come from inside of your body about every 4 weeks for 3 or 4 days. You can put on a pad by yourself. Now let me show you what else we'll do.
What?
Your calendar. Now this is the first day of your period, and we'll count 28 days, which will be about the time you'll start your next period.
Big mistake.
Okay.
Big
Why
mistake
don't you
here.
Write your name?
I'm sorry.
What? Counting?
This is a demonstration, and now they're confusing the child by saying this is the first day. No good can come of this.
Here.
I'm very confused.
There. That's right, Jill. This is something you will do yourself. And sometimes your periods may be early, and sometimes it may be late.
God forbid.
But about that date, you will know that you are about to have your period.
Did you say God forbid of her period? Sure. And if your period is late, Mommy and Daddy will take you to the big city. Where we're going to take you to a place where you're going to go to sleep for about an hour.
Oh, God.
I don't know if this clears up or just makes it more confusing, but this is from pervertedjustice.com. And it's about the story of Lewis Conrad Jr. That's the guy who shot himself.
All right.
And according to pervertedjustice.com, all the idiotic conjecture is useless because we have discovered Lewis Conrad had a large child pornography collection.
Yeah.
And right. So that's the reason he killed himself.
So they made a big deal about
it. All right. Thank you. Well, thank you for answering my question. I wondered about that.
Conrad.
Oh, my.
I'm very, very sorry.
Oh, dear.
I'm almost sorry. I am so sorry for that.
Again.
Jill, I have a question for you. What do you do with the one you take off that has a lot of b**t on it?
Fold it over, wrap it up, and put it in the nearest wastebasket.
That's right. You fold it, wrap it up, and put it in the nearest wastebasket.
But please, not Daddy's wastebasket.
Yeah, hold it up, put it between two slices of bread.
Yes, in our house.
Now I know all women have periods.
All right, then there's one more.
That's it.
Oh, that's it.
Well, you know what? I thought they did a fantastic job. Here comes the tray of meat. Congratulations.
It's not meat. From 1952, Mike. That is an instructional movie called All Women Have Periods.
1952. Wow. What was it like back then, Buzz?
It's cold is all I can remember.
Very cold. Oh, we got to go to Buzz now. Hi, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
What about the opening between her legs?
Well, now, beep, beep, beep.
Yes, that's done. You succeeded.
And don't say blood. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Who is the screenwriter for the trainable?
The same guy that turned your radio up to 12 on the volume.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I have a formal request to make.
Yeah.
Formal.
Can the podcast, when it's distributed on your site, can it be unfiltered?
No.
Okay.
No, CBS will not allow that.
Right. Yeah, you really get what everybody's getting over the air.
And here we go. Donna Mike Show. Oh, it's time for the news.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Stand by there, Curly. Hello, right. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Who is the screenwriter for the Trainables?
It's the second person.
It's the second guy. It's not the same guy. It's a different guy.
Really? It was a Spike Lee joint. I just say that because I saw Spike Lee up in Boston over the weekend.
Starred Peter North.
Peter North and Samuel L. Jackson.
In a Spike Lee joint.
A Spike Lee joint.
Called All Women Have Periods. I have your forecast today.
I have today's maxi pad for you.
It's sticky.
And hot.
You're listening to the Salvin' the Bed-Stuy.
And we got to get these MFing snakes on the plane.
All women have periods.
Yeah. Be a totally different trainable film if Sam Jackson was in it.
Mightn't it be all bitches have periods?
That's right. Mightn't it be? He uses his ye old speak with bitches.
Like, that's like if Ludacris goes to the Renaissance Festival. Uh-huh. Yo, might you have steak on a steak, my man?
Ludacris.
Mightn't your bitches be along?
Buzz.
Yes.
Get your bitches and hoes. Time for the news. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.